No matter what your interest in life may be, as the Hawaiians say, aole oe inoho, aike ia Hawaii. You have not lived till you have seen Hawaii. One knows and loves Hawaii best, perhaps, against the background of the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, set in the gardens of ancient Hawaiian kings. Tall cocoa palms lean to the whispering trade winds. Fantastic shapes shadow the wide lawn. Banyan trees with long roots twisting downward from the branches. Ylang-ylang vines yield rich fragrance to the moonlit night. Tired nerves relax under the spell of Hawaiian songs. Wide lanais or balconies give a view of surf homing in to shining sand. Treasures of the Orient in hotel shops. A native village in a coconut grove. In the dining room with its jeweled floor of colored Persian tiles, you taste the rich tang of pineapples, fresh ripened from the field, fragrant coffee from the Kona shore. You eat papaya, the melon that grows on a tree. You wander through the famous lounge, softly lighted upward from the floor. You dance in the ballroom, open on three sides to the tropic night. And always there is music. You will want to know the names of these lilting Hawaiian melodies. I'll tell you as we go along. Hawaiians treasure their royal ancestry. Na'ali is a story and song of Hawaiian chiefs of long ago.
Here on this balcony.
Oh, Bob, I can't get used to it.
What?
Not having to hurry anywhere here.
Except
where?
Well, I can think of one place where I hurried plenty this morning.
Oh, I know.
Yes, on that surfboard.
You stood up on it today, didn't you?
Almost.
I thought you did.
Was a great little instructor.
Oh, he's so patient.
I sure would like to be able to ride that board.
You will.
Not going home till I do.
Excuse me, darling. And every time you tumble off, I get a flower laid. Well, come in and answer the telephone, will you?
Righto. Hello. Hello, Catherine. Say, where were you and Bill this morning? We missed you. Oh, golfing. On the Royal Hawaiian course at Wailea? Well, you can't beat it.
Ask her if her friend came.
Yes, they did. Just a minute, I'll ask Betty. She wants to know how soon we're starting for the Polly.
Tell her I'm dressing and we'll be right down.
Betty's nearly ready. We'll be with you in a jiffy. The car's waiting downstairs. The clocks are going with us.
Mahina Malama Lama, a serenade to the crystal moon of Hawaii.
Won't it be fun showing strangers around?
You sound like an old resident.
I feel like one. Here, put this bowl of hibiscus on that other table, will you?
They certainly are a gorgeous color.
And in the lounge downstairs, mounds of them. Those double mauve ones on the big table this morning took my breath away.
That lounge is the pride of the Royal Hawaiian, you know.
It should be. There, I'm ready.
Wonder if that view from the Polly is all they say it is.
What was it happened there?
That old king, you know, Kamehameha, threw his enemies over the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely do we hear the national anthem of Hawaii. Hawaii Pono'i, the first anthem of the island. Bob and Betty have returned from their ride up the Pali and are now dancing and having tea in the lanai of the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. The orchestra is playing Pu'i'e, Unrequited Love.
More tea?
Thanks, please.
Oh, would you have missed that drive for anything?
Not me.
What a view. It was enormous.
What a road. Climbed 1,200 feet in high, all the way.
What were all those plantations we saw from the top?
Oh, rice, sugar cane.
What were those funny striped fields? You know, like patchwork quilts.
Pineapple, dear. Hawaiian pineapple.
Everything grows here, doesn't it?
How many inches have I shot up?
Feet, darling, not inches. Look out or you'll be taken for one of those Hawaiian gods we hear so much about.
Then we'd never have to leave here, would we?
We could live forever.
Funny, dear. How about a dance?
Hula Blue, a popular rhythm that speaks for itself. Aloha, Nauau, Ikomaka. I love your eyes.
I saw Dorothy McHale's name on the hotel register today. You know, she made one of her first pictures in Hawaii.
I wonder if she's here now.
Yes, Miss McHale is here. They're broadcasting. See? She's at the microphone now.
Just a moment ago, Wendy asked me if I didn't want to say something to you over the microphone about my visit to the island. I said, you mean my many visits. This happens to be my eighth time here. So, of course, I'm delighted to say hello to you folks on the mainland. You see, I just came in from surfboard riding, way out in the King Surf. To me, it's the most fascinating and thrilling sport in the world, to say nothing about the exciting rides in the outrigger canoe. Between pictures, I come over here to the Royal Hawaiian Hotel every chance I get. You can't blame me for that, can you? Well, aloha.
I'd like to say aloha just as she does.
You're dancing it, darling.
Thank you.
Hawaiian Hotel hula, an irresistible dance rhythm, and Kalakaua, a hula to the young prince.
How about a swim?
Tonight?
Tonight, by moonlight.
I'd love it.
And a little sailing on the side?
In an outfit, can you? Oh, Bob.
You certainly can dance, youngster.
So can you. But who couldn't with this Royal Hawaiian Hotel orchestra?
Jolly crowd.
Isn't it?
Fine lot of Army and Navy men, I see.
I see, too.
Oh, you do you?
Who wouldn't? Nurse white uniform.
Well, I'm jolly well joining up tomorrow to get a couple myself, if that's the way you feel about it.
They're marvelous dancers, aren't they?
Wonderful.
But I wouldn't trade.
Flatterer?
No, I'm not.
I like it. Don't stop.
I never will, dear.
Never?
Never as long as we can dance like this at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. Oh, how I wish we could stay here forever.
Fillmore Lewis and his Tropical Orchestra. This is Gene Whitman speaking.